Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what special Jewish connection is there between the cities of Zamora in Spain and Bragança in Portugal? This is the last in a series of three programs about Jewish presence and history in Zamora, a city and province in the northwest of Spain near the Portuguese border. Dr. Jesus Hambrina is an associate professor of Spanish and history at Viterbo University in Wisconsin. Dr. Hambrina has done extensive research into the Jewish history of Zamora. He was responsible for the establishment of the Centro Isaac Campantón there, and also for the organization of 6 annual international conferences about Jewish history and presence in that region. In parts 1 and 2 of this series, we spoke with him about the history of the Jews in Zamora and the Centro Isaac Campantón, which is dedicated to studying, preserving, and communicating the Jewish legacy of Zamora and is named after the city's most renowned Jewish sage. In this program, Dr. Hambrina is speaking with us about the international conferences that have been organized by the Centro Campantón, and especially about the most recent one held on July 5th and 6th in Zamora. The theme this year was Jews in the Kingdom of León, and aside from the many and varied speeches and roundtable discussions, there was a prior presentation in Madrid of the book Los Criptojudíos de la Raya, Una Cultura de Resistencia, Las Rezas de Braganza, by Anun Barriuso and José Manuel Laureiro. This publication, which is in Spanish, includes a prayer book used by a family in Portugal who practiced Judaism in secret for more than 500 years. In addition, in the 3 days before the beginning of the conference, guided tours were given of the cities of León, Salamanca, and Fermoselle, all of which have important connections to the Jewish history of the region. On July 3rd, ethnomusicologist Judith Cohen gave a concert of Sephardic music, and the conference concluded with a performance of traditional songs by local folk singer Maria Salgado. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Jesus. Today I would like to speak with you about the conferences. We just finished the conference in Zamora. Where did the original idea come from and when?
In 2013, and the idea came from these connections that we were doing, people that were working in Zamora about the Jewish topics in the area, we start talking about, well, what should we do in order to really create something that bring interest to this topic in Zamora and in Fermoselle and other places. So we decided to do the conference as a way of getting together. We didn't expect at all 120 people the first year. We were expecting 25, 30, maximum 40 people. And we were greatly surprised that there were 120, 125 people there the first year.
You say we. Who else was involved?
Well, Ginny Milgram was involved at the beginning, in the first conference very much. Anun Barriuso, José Manuel Laureiro, and Alfredo Alonso. Those were the people from different places that were interested in going to Zamora for doing this conference. But then there were other people in Zamora that also, the first year, were very interested. For example, a relative of mine, Alberto Hambrina, who was a musician, Pablo Madrid, who is part of his band, folk music band, and Florian Ferrero was the historian there. He was very interested in this conference. Concha Pelayo, who is a writer in Zamora, she's very open to these topics as well. And there were some people inside, in the city, that were very curious about all this knowledge about the Jews of Zamora.
What was the topic the first year?
The first year, the topic was re-encountering Jewish history and culture in Zamora. That was the title of the first conference. And the idea was just bring together all the people that were working on the topic, but also to kind of brainstorming about data, information, books that were published before 2013, and how we can kind of organize that and make that more meaningful, let's say that. And also to update all that information with new perspective from cultural studies, history, etc. That we were able to just bring all that knowledge to start working with more modern interpretations about Jewish presence in Zamora.
Did you have any support from the local government or any other official institution?
That year, the local government helped us. For example, we were received by both the city mayor and also the Diputación president, the province and also the city. We were received by both authorities that year. We received some support in the sense that they were to the conference. They spent, the entire day there. So yeah, we can say that first year we received a very good support from both institutions.
You say that about 125 people attended. Do you know anything about their background or who they were? Were they mostly from the city or did they come from other places?
They came from several places. For example, Abby Gross was the person that was the opening remarks. His conference was excellent about situating Zamora in the Jewish studies in the 15th century, and even he was the one saying that Zamora was the center for Jewish studies in the 15th century in Spain. But also, this is what is really interesting about this. There were many people, the majority of people going to this conference are from Zamora. People from the city or from small towns around the city. So there were many people, and these people are the majority even today that attend the conference. They were very aware of their Jewish ancestry. And they just wanted to know more. So I would say that these people, although they are not officially Jewish, however, they were very engaged with their Jewish ancestry. And we have people from Fermosei, of course, we have people from Sanabria, we have people from the city itself, even from other towns outside of the province, people from Barcelona, three people from Asturias, people from Madrid. So we had a lot of public attending the conference, but all of them were very engaged because they were aware of their own Jewish ancestry.
So after that first year, you've had conferences every year. How did they evolve since then?
Well, the second year in 2014 was La Raya, was a conference in two countries, in Portugal and in Zamora. So we started that year in Vimioso. Then the opening was in Vimioso. Then the next day we went to Calçao. We saw the Jewish Museum there that is open now. We talked to the people there, and then we went to Fermosei that same day. Just across the border to Fermosei, and then finally to Zamora. We spent the night in Zamora, and then the next day we had our sections in Zamora that year. So that year we talked about the relationship between Zamora, the area of Zamora, with Portugal, with Braganza, Vimioso, Calçao, Mogadouro, and all that area that we all know is La Raya. It's called La Raya.
Was it still based in Zamora, so people who attended were staying in hotels in Zamora, or did you have people staying in all the, because I know Calçao, the last time I was there, it didn't have exactly a hotel.
No.
Vimioso, I think, did, but, you know, how did you organize that? That must have been complicated.
Well, I have to say that most people coming to these conferences are paying by themselves. Okay, we don't have any kind of grants or funds from any organization or any country or anything. We are just people that are very interested in this. We pay for ourselves. We go to the hotels, to the places for ourselves. Only this year, we got some help from a new a cultural association in town that they pay for the trips to León, Salamanca, and Fermosay. But back then in 2014, we stayed at the hotel in Vimioso. We have to say that we had a very well welcoming by the Vimioso authorities as well in Portugal. And then the next day, the Portuguese pay for a bus in order to go from Vimioso to Carçal, from Carçal to Fermoselle, and then from Fermoselle to Zamora. And then we stay 2 days in Zamora in the hotels.
What was the theme that year? You talk about La Raya, which really kind of means the border. Was there any specific theme?
Yes, of course. I mean, we had information. I mean, the Portuguese side, do you know that the Portuguese are very, they are working very much and very hard on recuperating all their Jewish history. And we can see that, for example, in Vimioso and Carçal. In Carçal, they opened a small museum, Jewish museum. And in Vimioso, they were also working on, for example, all these signing in houses, the converso houses. That's very big in La Raya area. There is a book published about those kind of signing cryptographies. That's very important then. And then Braganza. We have Braganza. When Braganza, as you know, there was a Jewish community at the beginning of the 20th century. There was a numerous community there. For some reason, that didn't work later in the century because the political situation in Portugal. But as you know, it's coming back again. And that community had a crypto-Jews were very connected to Zamora because many of them came from Zamora in 1492. So, and as you know, from this year, Congress, there is a memory there that is being recuperated right now. It's being recuperated at this very moment. So we have that connection there.
Would you like to tell us anything about the next conferences, 15, 16, 17, or do you want to go directly to this year?
Well, we have had several topics. For example, last year we were talking about the memory of Sepharah outside of Spain. That was a topic last year. We had also a topic about when Jews arrived to Zamora, for how long they stayed, all related to the presence of the Jewish presence in Zamora. We talk about archaeology, we talk about historical documents, we talk about books that year. So we were trying to give importance to all the evidences, not only archaeological evidences, but also, for example, the Hebrew print that existed in Zamora. We talk about the books that they printed, why they printed it in Zamora. We talk about the importance of the synagogues in Zamora, the many synagogues that existed there. We talk about the historical figures like Isaac Campantón, Abraham Saba, Isaac Arama, Samuel Valenci, and Jacob and Levit Habib, many others. And how through the history of these sages, we can also know about the history and culture of the Jewish community in Zamora. So we were trying just to read this from a more cultural perspective, not only from having archaeological evidences, but also chronicles, memories, books, references to this community in Zamora, yes.
Have you ever, since that first time in 2014, have you gone over into Portugal or done anything together with Portugal?
Well, once the Centro Isaac Campantón was created, we started to receive invitations from places to go presenting. For example, the Portuguese have invited us to several conferences in Portugal, in Braganza last year, in Chaves this year, and Lisbon as well. So we are receiving some invitations to go there. Now, I live in the United States. For me, it's very difficult to go the transatlantic way all the time. But we have a part of our members, you know, they go, for example, Anun and Jose Manuel, they usually go to Portugal. I presented in the United States several times about this research project at my own university, but also in other places. Interviews that I have done for several news venues in English and in Spanish. So and we have friends, for example, in Buenos Aires, and we have friends in other places, in Mexico, that are very connected with our centro right now. And then Braganza continues to be a very strong connection with Zamora. Very strong connection with Zamora. And you saw this connection very alive this year with the book by Anun and José Manuel.
So tell us about this year's conference, the topic and what you did.
The idea was to open the conference, doing a multidisciplinary conference. Was the topic, main topic was the Jews in the Kingdom of León, because we interpret the Kingdom of León from the 10th century to the 15th century. So that was our main historical period. So the idea was to place Zamora in the context, in the bigger context of the Kingdom of León. Because so far we were talking about, you know, Zamora itself, the small towns around Zamora, the 21 Jewish quarters that are mentioned in the biography that existed in 1492. And then we talk about Zamora and La Raya, Braganza, and all the small towns in the border with Portugal. But we were missing the bigger picture of Zamora in the context of the Kingdom of León, because Zamora, along with Salamanca and León, was was part of the three major cities in that kingdom in ancient times. So for us, it was very important to connect with the kingdom as a whole, because there are many information, many historical documents, many references to Zamora through the Kingdom of León. For example, Nuevo León in Mexico was founded by Carvajal, one of the Carvajal. And the Carvajal, it was from Zamora. But he named the new area in Mexico the New León, El Nuevo León, right? So, and why he did that? He did that because at that time, even when they were from cities of León, Zamora, and Salamanca, there was a regional conscience that is very important to take into account when we are doing historical studies at that time. So, and in many cases, many people from Zamora, and that time many sages, for example, they also recognized themselves as part of the Kingdom of León. And we were missing that part, that historical context, that bigger historical context referring to Jewish communities in Zamora. So we wanted to make that entire connection. That is in one side. In the other side, we wanted to open the whole thing for more interdisciplinary, more multidisciplinary. So this year, the first conference was Ginny Milligrom talking about all her work about digitalizing the historical Inquisition documents. And then we have Abraham Garcia talking about how he is helping people to find documentation that relate then to the Inquisition cases, for example. And he has a company in Israel. So we have a very non-profit perspective what Ginny is doing, and then we have the profit perspective of what Abraham Garcia is doing. We wanted to also celebrate people that have been working in these topics for a long time. For example, the case of Jaime Einstein, who was a scholar in León, in the city of León. He pushed for doing more research and investigations there about the Jewish quarters, Middle Ages Jewish quarters. He specialized in Moisés de León historical figure. So he was a very important person. He died in 2015. So his widow was there to talk about his books and his history, etc., etc., etc. We also wanted to talk about Abraham Jaén, because even when Jaén has been related to Centro Campantón in the last 6 years, however, he has been visiting the Spain for a very long time, and we wanted just to celebrate that. As you know, Ginny Milgrom received the medal of the four synagogues, the Sephardic synagogues in Jerusalem, for all her work in many years recuperating her Jewish ancestry. And in the process, she has valued Jewish presence in Fermoseye as well. So that was very important. We wanted to talk about, you know, Jews in Cantabria and also in Asturias as well. in Extremadura with Marciano, Martin Manuel, who has written several books about the topics in Extremadura area. So we wanted to open a little bit more. You know, this year we have a lot of people from Israel this year. We have people from Barcelona, we have people from Germany, we have people from Venezuela as well. So we have people interested from all over. So it was just to open in more and more to anybody that is really interested in studying and knowing and getting engaged with these topics.
How many people attended this year, do you know?
This year was around, I mean, when we talk, people attended, we don't talk only about the Congress, I mean, the sessions, the academic sessions themselves. The academic sessions, there were around 60 people, I mean, officially registered for the conference. But we had other people going to do the visits to León, Salamanca, and Fermoselle. You went to those. In León and Salamanca, there were not that many people, but in Fermoselle, we had many people from the town, from Fermoselle. I think it was like 30 people plus our group. There were like probably 15, 20 people from Fermoselle that were there. So I would say that there were around, in total, because, you know, there were many people at the conference as well that went there without being officially registered. For us, it's very difficult to count, because if they are not officially registered, we have around 60 people registered online and in town, but we don't have the count for people that just went there. I would say that around 200 people, maybe a little bit more.
Was it reported on at all in the local press or in the Spanish press?
Yes, in the national press, I don't think so. But the local press, yes. La Opinión de Zamora published 3 articles about the conference, and several online newspapers also published articles. The television as well, the local television did some reporting on that, and also radio stations as well.
Have you received any feedback from the people who attended?
All the time. People send emails. Overall, I think that people are very happy. People from the city don't like that we have to do this in a hotel. They would prefer what they consider more cultural attached place, like, for example, the university, the UNED, or other organizations in town. The point is that, as you know, July 1st, everybody goes on vacation in Spain. Everybody. So we did this conference 2 years at the UNED location in Zamora. But the third year, they say, well, the point is that this conference is just after July 1st. And most of our institutions are completely closed, and we have to open them only for this conference. So it's not that we don't want to do it, but it's because we have workers here and they have to come only for this conference. And we have had, I mean, these people from the UNED, we have had some comments about why having to come here when we are on vacation only for this. But next year we are already working for next year on a place that is a local organization that might work for us.
Yeah, that was my next question. Are you already working on next year? Do you have a topic yet?
Yes, we have a topic. No decision yet, but probably it's going to be transatlantic Sephardic. So it's going to be a topic about Jewish communities in the Americas, in the entire continent. So in that way, we are able to connect, for example, crypto use, Marranos in the 16th century, all the crypto Jewish communities in southwest United States, also the Sephardic communities that came to the Americas late 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. And there are some of those communities are pretty much alive and running in the Americas. So this time, probably next year, we are going to just across the charco, as people say here. So it's going to be more about transatlantic Sephardic. That's the title that we are working on right now.
That is really ambitious.
It is really, but I think that just the evolution of the conference is asking for that right now. So let's see what happens.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that we might have left out?
Well, thank you very much to you in person, Linda Jimenez, and also Radio Sefará for always being there for us. I mean, covering this news, Radio Sefará has been covering our conference since year number one. And you guys have been there for us all the time, so thank you very much for that.
Thank you. That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefará.com. See you next week.